all those brothers, sisters that were pushed into and made to think that Biden is better than Trump. I want all those. I don't want to get into mockery or, God forbid, attacking any of our people, any of the believers, any of those who believes in justice, any of those who believe in making the world a better place. Some of those who said those things about the Biden administration and voting for him were genuine people. And so we're not saying this as mockery or as attacking. It's none of that. It's just taking a lesson. Let's all open our eyes, brothers, sisters. We should all be together. And we should realize that the taghut in this country, the administration in the United States, it's not this administration or that administration. History has shown over and over, and this was another incident that established the same point. It doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican, a Democrat or a Republican. Either way, we're going to have bloodshed, we're going to have issues, we're going to have problems. They're not there. This establishment, I mean the whole system, the United States government is not in place to serve mankind. It's not in place to allow people who want to serve mankind to be in that position. It's there to allow those who are willing to do whatever it takes to have the elite in this country and the global elite, the Zionists, to keep them in power, be their police, use the American military to push forward the agenda of the Zionists and the world elite and the U.S. elite. That's what the U.S. government is for. Everything else that it does is either out of necessity or it's, although it seems nice and good, it's to enable it to keep those positions open and to keep the agenda of the elite of the world in place and keep them in power, keep them ruling, keep them stealing the resources of the world. This is the reality of the situation. If we want change, we should not be talking about this candidate or the other candidate. We should be enlightening ourselves and others that the whole system is corrupt to the core and the system needs to change. And this change needs to come from bottom up. This change needs to come from the people. The people need to become more and more aware of the reality of the problem, not a superficial explanation, not blaming it on this person or that person. It's not this person or that. Replace that person with another one. You'll get the same results as we have seen over and over and over. We need to understand the real problem is the whole system. That system needs to change. And we all need to also understand what is the right replacement for this system. That is a conversation that we need to have with and amongst ourselves, and also make that the conversation of everyone, all people. People are the ones who actually do carry the power. People are the power. If the people are naive, if the people are unaware, if the people don't care, if the people are worried about their personal lives and they're willing to sacrifice the good of the nation for their own personal gain, then we will continue to have these problems. People need to be aware. They need to realize that either we collectively are making progress and are living prosperous lives, or we will collectively suffer. Those are the points that we all need to understand in regards to this administration. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us be part of that enlightenment first within and also getting that out. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of the Ahlul Bayt to hasten the return of our Imam.